The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday morning. We're live and local in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids Spartan Studios. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. And on the live line right now is Max Fulda from Tech Infrared. Are you out there, Max?
Hey, Bob. We're shaking.
Good to talk to you. Did you pack up that woodpecker and take it home?
I did. It made the trip all the way to South Carolina.
Max was given a plastic woodpecker by one of our friends out there, and it was the joke of the week because we didn't understand it.
I'm not sure I do either, but it's okay, though. We'll leave that one as an inside joke. Hey, Max, I understand you spent 4 or 5 days with Bob. I commend you. I've done that. It's not an easy thing.
It was something that we all had to stomach, you know, but we had a good time. We had a ball out in Kansas. Really had a nice time.
Yeah, we did. I sat in your stand the last night there and had a wonderful experience. You had a beautiful view there, I'll tell you. That's a great spot. You probably won't get it next year. Randy's going to try and come back. Hey, I want
to. That was something really neat to see. What were all those animals in rut? Was a cool thing to see.
Oh, remember that bobcat we saw every day? I saw him I saw him run face first down a tree.
You are kidding me.
Wild experience. But let's talk about something real serious now. And you've got some great tailgating methods we were breaking down in the camp there one night, sitting around learning card tricks. Tell us about the dish you put in the bowl and, you know, making that seafood combination you make up.
We call it a low country boil, or some people in the low part of the state near Charleston call it Frogmore stew. What we do is we get the size of a bowl like a turkey frying bowl, fill it up about half full of water, throw some Old Bay in there. You know how you get a tin of Old Bay? Throw about half of the tin in there. Throw some potatoes in after it, bring it to a bowl. Then after it's boiling, throw some sausage in there, like a kielbasa, something that's got a little spice to it to really flavor up that broth you got going on.
Little andouille, maybe.
Then throw you in some corn, not whole corn, sticks of corn, but cut it up into like 3 pieces, a cob of corn. Throw that in, bring it to a boil again, and then throw in a pound of shrimp and probably a dozen blue crabs. Bring it to a boil again after it's boiling. Turn off the heat, leave it on for about 30 minutes, and you will have something that you will not know what to do with. It's so good. What we do is we get a picnic table or the dining room table, cover it in newspaper, throw out that stuff on top of the newspaper, and just go at it with a little bit of drawn butter and maybe some cocktail sauce. It is slap your mama good, I'm telling you.
That sounds excellent. I wonder, you travel a lot, and I've traveled with you extensively. When you're going through Cincinnati, do you ever do, like, Skyline Chili?
I love Skyline Chili. I really do. I am not a very good purveyor of making it, but holy moly, is that some good stuff.
Well, I'm thinking for deer camp, Cincinnati-style chili would make a really excellent twist on something different to do in deer camp, because there's a lot of bulk. It is chili. You got the hot sauce, cheese, peppers, beans. I mean, when you pile up your dish with a bunch of spaghetti noodles, and then you put the chili with beans over it, and then cheese and onions. I mean, that's kind of sounds like something I've never made at deer camp, but I love Skyline Five-Way.
I think you're on to something for next year, I'll tell you. That's some kind of good stuff, sounds like. Yeah.
I think you'd have to wash that down with a bone crusher, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Or two.
Yeah.
I think that even sounds better. Or maybe a good CLD.
Yeah.
I had Alan Bobbs on a little earlier, and I was telling him how much he liked my alligator light. So Merle's gonna hold on to a couple of those little hat lights for me so you can get your head lit up.
That thing, I'd have been lost without it, and I mean lost in the woods without it.
Well, listen, it was great hanging out with you all week. We had a great time. Rob is still recovering.
He sent me a message real quick that said he couldn't spend another day with you. You were running him ragged.
Yeah.
Now you know my pain, baby. Now you know my pain.
He needed a break. All right, man. You take care, and good talking to you. Thanks a lot. We'll do some tech talk in a couple weeks.
Good deal. Thanks. I appreciate it, y'all.
You're welcome. That's Max Fulda, who's he's not the national sales manager, but he's kind of like the national sales manager for Tech Infrared. And this guy travels all over the country for tech, getting people to learn how to cook on gas the right way, and that's 100% infrared.
That's right. Speaking about cooking on gas, as you head to deer camp coming up, you've got to have a little bit of a back strap. Now, some people just like it au naturel. Others will put a basket weave of bacon around it. But I've found a recipe here that is for maybe the guy that doesn't like all the wild flavor, but the back strap is the tenderloin of the venison, and it is the absolute most tender, flavorful cut, but there's very little marbling in that, and if you don't do it correctly, it'll dry out when you're putting it on the grill. So what I've got is an easy little recipe for you, very easy, that will almost guarantee that this stuff doesn't dry out. Now, the purists aren't going to like this because we're going to actually flavor the venison with some apple cider, but what I want to do is take a couple pounds of backstrap, cut it into 2-inch chunks. Just go right down the strap, about 2 inches wide. They're going to be little like filet medallions, and I want you to put them in a glass bowl and cover them with about a quart of apple cider and let that go for about 2 to 3 hours. And as that cider sits in there, the acid in the cider is going to really flavor that venison up. When we get done with that, what we're going to do is we're going to take and we're going to wrap those, after they come out of the cider, we're going to wrap them with a slice of bacon so that they don't dry out. Again, the apple flavor is going to be penetrated into the venison, wrapping it with a piece of bacon, stick a toothpick in it, and then what we're going to do is just we're going to throw those on the grill till we get that bacon cooked. Again, everything's better with bacon, and it's going to keep it moist. You can either choose to eat the bacon or not, but the purpose of the bacon is to keep the meat moist while you're cooking it.
Hold it. Who wouldn't eat the bacon?
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you don't like it, sometimes it's burned, or if your flame's too hot, and that's probably the next tip, is make sure your flame is not too hot. But you want to cook that meat to about 130 to 135 degrees. Why? Because when you pull it off the grill, it's going to raise about another 5 degrees. So you 140 is medium rare. If you're eating your venison any more than medium rare, you've got a real chance of it getting dry and chewy on you. So you want to get that to about 135 when you take it off the grill. The bacon will be cooked, as Chaz says. Why wouldn't you eat the bacon?
Exactly.
Right? And probably wash it down with a what?
Oh, you got to have a cold Michigan beer in your hand, and I've got a bone crusher right now.
Yeah, I tell you what, grilling is a one-handed sport. It's the only one in the nation where if you're working with two hands, you're not doing it right.
Hey, I time my grilling by how many sips of beer.
That's right. There's another technique. Some people have the little dial timer. Other people have it by swallows. But anyway, try that venison backstrap recipe. It's fantastic. It's easy. You can put the stuff, the venison in the cider, go out, do your afternoon hunt. When you come back in, it's ready to grill. Wrap that bacon on there, throw it on there. Probably 5-6 minutes aside is all you're going to take.
Oh, I wouldn't even think that long.
Right, exactly. Just get the bacon done, and I tell you what, that is a fabulous little recipe. We won't even post that one on thegrillingguys.com. That's so easy to remember. But
I'll tell you what.
Get it done. You're going to love it. We're going to bring this show to the end here. Coming up next, we're going to have a little bit of wrap-up. We're going to talk a little bit about our deal on the 29th of November down at the Big House, sponsored by Hungry Howie's. And then we're going to have a little man law. Chaz is going to talk to us a little more. Everything's good. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.